Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thursday, the 1st of July. Hello, it's 7 after the hour on the DJV program, and we've begun another month. We've begun the second half of the year 2021, and so here we go with the worst traffic in the United States. And in honor of Jennifer being back from 3 or 4 days in the missing category, doing something that arguably is more important than being here. I can't imagine there's anything more important than being here, but there are. Things
my grandpa's 90th birthday.
Yeah, so that's more important than being here.
Great,
yeah.
Big girl.
Okay, so Los Angeles and traffic. Last year at this time, I remember we talked about Boston being the worst traffic, and now Boston isn't at number one either. The Texas A&M Transportation Institute, one of 19 Texas A&M colleges, that has said L.A. and Long Beach and that whole area down the 405, worst traffic. Last year it was Boston. But now, who's at the top of the heap, Jen? Jennifer Horn, by the way, is here. Victoria Keelan.
It's a good thing I know this story.
Yes.
It's not Los Angeles, but New York is back. So New York is in the lead again, and this was in 2020. So you have to imagine.
No, it wasn't. Boston was the lead. Boston was the lead last year. Remember we had this big discussion about?
Yeah, but this is in the last year.
No. I'm talking about
the last year.
What people were surprised. No, but you said that L.A. was in the lead before. But what I remember is that Boston, I remember everybody complaining.
No, this is the first year that Los Angeles hasn't been in first place in, like, decades, at least in this particular 30 survey.
Years. It's been number one.
Okay, so how many surveys of this are there? And
I'm
that
sure
calls into question whether it has any value. If there's 19 different surveys and they come up with different, because I specifically remember the Boston
I remember
thing.
What you're saying. The Boston, yeah. For like a minute, traffic was worse, was more backed up in Boston than it was in California because California
survey.
Was all shut down. So,
no.
But
it wasn't because
does it matter,
down.
Really? Boston's
well,
still
just,
number two. Boston's number two on the list right now.
Victoria,
so New York
what I'm
and
saying
New York
is,
are number one.
If we have all of these different surveys and every one of them comes up with a different result, it's kind of like, and it's not even this survey, it's surveys in general. They become great fodder for conversation,
well,
but of what value are they, really?
Right.
Yeah, but,
I mean, that's
yeah.
kind
right.
of, I mean, how often does that happen? Depending on, let's say, a political survey, depending on who you look at or who the outlet is doing it, you're going to have different outcomes. Depending on, you know, it's also like science. I mean, I always laugh. You know, coffee is something that's either going to kill you or save your life, depending on the day.
There's a new coffee study out this
science.
Week that it's really good
see,
for you.
See, I told you.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep. I thought of you, actually.
Stretch,
I saw it.
And I know.
Yeah.
So what do you believe?
Well, this was a really comprehensive study from Texas A&M, the Transportation Institute. So last year, I think what you're talking about, and I remember us saying that the traffic was worse and was worse than it's ever been in Boston, or at least since probably the Big Dig, right? So Boston is now number two. New York and Newark, as people have started commuting again, has shot to number one. I mean, L.A. is number four now on the list. L.A. will probably go back to number one as soon as, you know, people are back in a regular commuting and situation and back in the office. But it is interesting how the traffic patterns. I forget what the parameters were for this study, but it was very comprehensive. So they said this is Los Angeles
usually
is the number
one. Usually
it's
how long you spend in your car.
But
actually, this took
into account like other stuff too. Yeah,
this shows how we all read it differently. I don't have the story in front of me, but we did it yesterday. When I was looking through stuff for show prep, I saw it, and I thought they said Los Angeles was number two. So see, I didn't even see Boston was actually on the list, but it was an L.A. publication that had broken down. And this is actually part of the problem, right, is that you get Texas A&M, who does the survey, who does it for all the cities, and then you're seeing Boston, and there's a heavy influence because you're probably reading it from your local news outlets, Doug. I'm reading it from L.A.'s perspective. I read it from, like, a Los Angeles source. I think it was the local ABC affiliate that had it, that didn't even mention Boston on the list. So I think there's also, you know, there's a regional aspect, too, where they're taking, they're kind of drawing out what they're looking for regionally from a big national list. So.
I love how Doug, like, wants Boston to be the worst.
No, I just, I was putting it, I think more.
I love traffic.
Yeah.
I love traffic in the morning. I love traffic in the daytime. Traffic, well, I like it because I don't have to be in it. My commute is from my bedroom to the studio, as is yours. So then Jennifer, when she goes to the radio station,
has 65 miles a day, and it's a lot.
That's a lot.
And traffic, by the way, is back in Los Angeles, although it's not as bad as it was pre-pandemic, but definitely... I'll just say it selfishly.
You're on your way back.
The lining of COVID was that there was no traffic. Now it's starting to creep back in.
All right. Speaking of COVID, the producers of Hamilton, the big Broadway show, which also has five separate productions around the nation, all applied for $10 million in pandemic relief, and they got $30 million of that. So the question is, did they deserve it? Did they need it? Should that have gone to them? Is this just one of the many questions about pandemic aid and where it went?
There's a lot of employees that were out of work. That's a Broadway production. Hamilton's not the only Broadway touring company.
No, but
I'm just production in general.
It's not about Hamilton, basically, as I said. It's about all the companies, all of the individuals that got federal aid. Did they deserve it? And if they didn't, is it too late because most of the stuff, many of them have been forgiven already? Do we just move on, or do we let the news media make a big deal out of it, or do we question once again the leadership and how these decisions were made? Go ahead.
I think everybody like did a lot of pearl clutching about like all these big big restaurants like Ruth's Chris or big companies that took PPP loans. But those big companies, and Hamilton for that matter, were all disrupted by the closures. I mean,
Broadway
was closed down
one right away
for a year. Broadway was closed down for almost 15 months, right?
Yep.
Broadway will be closed down. So as much as it seems like they should be big enough to survive without PPP loans, we don't know. I mean, PPP loans, I feel like, should have been set aside for small business first. But at the same time, all of these things were hit, and we don't know what their financial situation was beforehand. I mean, it could be very precarious, even if they're big companies or big theater productions.
It's for conversational purposes that I bring that up. Okay, that's not the reason for this focus. There is a research paper that came out in the last 24 hours from a university that's connected to both, has branches in New Zealand and the UK. It's a device, wait till you see this, that's supposed to fight the obesity epidemic.
Oh, I saw it.
Did you see it?
What is it?
It locks your jaw.
It basically wires your jaw shut. Yeah.
Right.
Fun.
Yeah.
Which, if you remember, and I don't know, maybe Victoria, you might be a little bit too young on the cusp, but I can remember as a little girl, I had a cousin who wired her jaws, actually.
She wired them shut?
Yeah, and you go on like a liquid diet. That was like something they did during the 80s. But this device looks even more torturous than that. It kind
looks
of like
jaws out of James Bond.
But like, yeah, can I ask a question? Would anyone? So who do you go to? Do you go to the dentist? And
yeah, I want to have the dentist.
But like, what dentist would do that now? I feel like
no
one would take that
would get paid.
Once you get paid.
I don't know. Good dentist.
Supposedly, the goal is to restrict the wearers to a liquid diet. It's a non-invasive, reversible, economical, and attractive alternative. I don't buy attractive. It's awful. The study says that there is no adverse consequence with this device.
It doesn't really work well for those of us in the radio business.
Right.
Sure then, but this has really ruined my career.
Okay, so then on the other side, there's an expert who says, after looking at this video, that this is a very dangerous procedure, a very dangerous weight loss device. Any strategy that could run the risk of harming you is something that, unless somebody is really fully trained to deal with all the issues that come,
You can malnourish yourself doing a diet like this, and you can also, and people will see weight loss, but the minute they unlock their jaws, have they changed any of their habits? It's kind of like people, so, I mean, you hear the story when food is an issue anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're typically, like, when you do these kinds of, like, extreme diets, and I'll even use, like, if you get your, you know, stomach stapled or if you get gastric bypass, there are people, and I talk about this because I've talked to someone who did it, who missed getting the calorie intake that they had when they had gastric bypass. And so she would blend up everything. She'd take donuts, she'd eat milkshakes, any high caloric food that she could in liquid form. So, you know, eating is only one thing. It's your mind that has to go too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many people will get long-term benefits out of locking up their jaws.
Well, it oversimplifies the issue, as a matter of fact. Just, you know, there are a lot of psychological things, as you're suggesting, that go into people. It just is, it's, when you look at it, it just looks like something out of some bad movie.
Game of Thrones or something. I just feel like they would do this very medieval.
Torture somebody by putting a lock on their teeth. Of course, in Game of Thrones, nobody had any teeth except the good-looking women that were in there.
Which was easy to lock them up, but it left a few holes.
Yes. All right, so now is the time for me to do an advertisement for Calitrin. Do you think Calitrin would be a better...
I think Calitrin would be a much better idea than...
Calitrin. So I try doing a Calitrin commercial as if my jaw was locked. I think that would be effective.
I always think of someone who just tuned in.
Yeah. welcome to the zany world of the DJV program. All right, so this is actually, there's no zane involved in this. It's straightforward. The best way to lose weight, keep it off. It doesn't involve any diets, doesn't involve any free drugs. It's not free drugs. Well, I suppose if you get free drugs, maybe it'll help you out a little bit in losing the weight. No, this is about all natural weight loss, completely natural, with private sessions attached. You can have a chat with somebody that'll help you make the right decisions, make the right choices. This is a company that has been in existence. Actually, a doctor and three nurses came up with the formula, and they have had fabulous success. Millions of people have lost millions of pounds by using Calitrin. Check it out for yourself. This week, you get a special deal using the DJV code, 3 months supply free and free shipping. It's all there. Check it out at toploss.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. We have somebody getting out of jail that seems to be trending here amazingly, so we'll get to that story right after this.
Celebrity mixologist Tom Sandoval shares how T-Mobile is celebrating its 5G leadership.
With Sprint now part of T-Mobile, the Un-carrier is widening its lead, bringing fast 5G speeds to more places than anyone else. Only T-Mobile customers get the nation's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network.
The Un-carrier's 5G covers 1.6 million square miles. That's nearly two times more coverage than AT&T and four times more than Verizon.
To celebrate, T-Mobile joined forces with Heritage Distilling Company to create ultra-capacity 5G, crafted with distinctive botanicals. The Un-carrier also partnered with Jones Soda Company to create non-alcoholic extended-range 5 ginger beer. Delicious on its own or as the foundation of your favorite cocktail or mocktail, your next virtual or in-person happy hour.
Visit t-mobile5gin.com to get in on the celebration.
All right, so Jay is with us, but she's not really with us as there's a technical problem of connection. So Victoria and Jennifer, I don't know, Jennifer might be interested in this. She seemed to be very close to Bill Cosby at one point in her life. So how in the world
so mixed.
What info did the Pennsylvania Supreme Court have that caused the overturning of his conviction and thus his release from jail? This is everybody on everybody's list of
trending. He had immunity. And, yeah. You know, here's
immunity
the thing.
From what?
I mean, I don't think that this gives him a pass for being a predator. I mean, obviously, where there's smoke, there's fire. There are 60 women. I get all of that. I know from personal experience, the guy has some boundary issues. Now, I never felt I had him laying in my lap talking to me about why I was single a few years ago. And so the boundary issues were, I never felt at risk. Like, I actually liked the guy, so call me a terrible judge of character, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. But he's, you know, we're not all one-sided, I suppose. He's a really funny guy. But
yeah, we're multi-dimensional, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when this was all going down, there were a lot of talking heads who said he's never going to be convicted because the judge will not be able to allow his own words to be used against him. Yet that judge did allow it. And I remember us having the conversation that procedurally it was likely that it could be overturned. I can remember that clear as day. And the reason for it is that when he gave the testimony in a deposition in 2005 and 2006, he was given immunity for that testimony.
then criminal charges. So then, yeah, he gets very chatty in the civil deposition and makes a lot of statements that incriminated himself, and then they use it against him.
Then you
flash
forward.
I'm surprised it took this long to overturn
this. Right. And so really, for looking at the justice system, I mean, he was in jail. He has now the ability to sue the state for putting him in jail for a couple of years. I mean, when you're 80 and you get thrown into jail for a few years, that's a good portion of the rest of your life, right? And so he was let out yesterday after this was overturned, and he still has never admitted guilt. And remember, he was told that he could get out of jail like a year ago.
That doesn't mean he isn't guilty just because he didn't admit guilt.
Well, he also was told a year ago that if he went to, like, sex rehab or something, he'd be allowed out of jail. And he said that would mean that I have a problem, and I don't, so I'll stay here. And he stayed in jail, and everybody scratched their head about why he would do that.
Why was he denied parole earlier this year?
Because he wouldn't register as a sex offender.
Because of those things?
Right, the same thing I just said. Yeah, he wouldn't admit to it. So procedurally, this is not a surprise. What is surprising is just the timeline on it and how it took everybody for a turn yesterday when it was announced.
It was shocking. It just came so far out of left field.
From nowhere.
Yeah.
Yep. So then what does he do now? Well, he's 83 years old.
Goes home.
Can't,
and probably sues the state. Yep. Yeah.
So is his wife still with him?
She was all
happy about it. Yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, I think everything else has hit the statute of limitation. Andrea Constand was like just days away, whispers away from
hours.
But it ruined his reputation. You know, once you get an idea in your head about something or somebody, it's hard to shake it. So that'll be probably the challenge much as anything else. Okay, Bill Cosby, released from prison, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Lincoln will debut its first global fully electric vehicle next year. The first steps towards electrification in its entire portfolio of vehicles by the end of the decade. By mid-decade, Lincoln expects half of its global volume will be zero-emission vehicles and plans to electrify its portfolio of vehicles by 2030 as part of the company's Ford Plus plan and Ford Motor Company's planned investment of $30 billion in Electrify America by 2025. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
House Democrats Thursday approved a $715 billion partisan infrastructure bill. The significant difference between the chambers is that the Senate bill has provisions to help cover the cost of their framework. The House is leaving out those details for another time. China's rise is a historical inevitability, and it will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated by foreign countries. Its leader Xi said Thursday during an event commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. Xi said foreign countries that bully China will meet a great wall of steel, end quote. Oregon Governor Kate Brown invoked the Emergency Conflagration Act on Wednesday, allowing the state fire marshal to contribute firefighters and other resources to combat a fire that has grown to 10,000 acres. The fire broke out near Defer, Oregon, Tuesday evening. Defer is just over 100 miles east of Portland. USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
America is mourning the passing of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at the age of 88. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Donald Rumsfeld was the youngest Defense Secretary, serving at age 43 in the Gerald Ford administration, then from 2001 to 2006 in the George W. Bush cabinet to become the oldest.
He was the only person to ever serve twice as Defense Secretary, and he did that decades apart.
That is Hope Sack of Military.com, who shares the most vivid memory she has of Mr. Rumsfeld.
It's an unbelievable moment of him basically giving a press briefing from the Pentagon and answering questions and saying there are bodies still being carried out of the building when the Pentagon itself was attacked.
President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday. Governor Abbott.
As a result, Texas has to step up and protect the safety of our fellow Texans, and we will continue to do so. But we know that the person who led the charge to get us here in the first place, a person who loves Texans, who loves America, he puts Texans and Americans first, and that is the man who began to build the wall, the man who did more to secure the border than anybody and any president ever has, and that is President Donald J. Trump.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. It is Thursday. Does it seem like that already? Thursday. It's hard to sometimes grasp how quickly things change. It really is. Look around the universe. I was talking
with a
friend.
July.
Huh? Yeah.
Started July today.
Oh, yeah, yesterday he was talking about Christmas. Don't
half
worry.
Over.
He's still doing his old tricks.
What do you mean my old tricks? It is. It's
your old tricks of speeding up time.
I don't know.
Well,
yesterday I was like, it's July, it's going to be pumpkin season, and then Christmas.
Pumpkin season.
I have a contest going on with one of my neighbors to grow the biggest pumpkin.
When do you, like, plant a pumpkin? Now?
No, you would plant pumpkins as soon as the danger of frost in the ground was over.
So last year you'd already have a pumpkin planted for this coming October?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not last year. You're talking about in spring. You're not talking about last year.
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to figure out how long it takes to grow a pumpkin.
It takes a good season. Well, it depends on how big the pumpkin gets. Little pumpkins don't take as much time to grow as big pumpkins.
I never would have figured that out for myself.
Works that way.
Says the farmer.
Yeah, right.
Yes, the farmer in the dell. So the situation in Florida we ought to discuss for a few minutes. The death toll is up again, but we're back to the 147 people who are missing and what the reality is and why it is that people are saying, okay, well, what do you think is going to happen with these 147 people? You think they're just going to magically appear someplace? They jumped out of the building and they're floating in a boat out in the ocean?
I think there are people who are holding on hope that these people are somehow found a pocket.
Why?
And that they're still alive.
Why are they? Why
because
are they?
Because if it's your loved
Jen,
one, you would do
the last
the same
3 days
thing.
Of this. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I think everybody wants to hold on to the idea that somehow their loved ones are going to come back. And I would say that you
or
would
just
do
recover
the same
their
thing
remains.
If you had someone that you loved in there, you would hope that they would be rescued. So,
well, so
you know,
the update on this.
Human.
Yeah, I know. That's what I tried to explain to him for three
I'm
days
a subhuman.
In a row.
Yes, right, exactly.
So now we're on day 8 of the rescue, and they are still calling it a search and rescue, and I know that seems improbable, but, you know, like Jen said, people are still holding out hope. So we're now up to 18 confirmed dead. Two little kids, one who was 10, one who was 4, were identified in the collapse. There are still 145 people unaccounted for, and so they're doing DNA testing now with relatives who are standing on the sidelines waiting to find out the fate of their loved ones, and so they've been able to identify some bodies. I don't know if you guys saw this one story. I literally started crying when I read this story. It's this elderly couple who was found dead in the rubble together, still in bed. They had said forever, they were both Cuban refugees, they had been living in Miami for the last, you know, 30 or 40 years, and their son, it's tragic, their son lives around the corner, had dinner with them, went home, heard this rubble that woke him up, he thought it was a tornado, he went outside to his deck to pull the patio furniture in, looked over and saw that his parents' building was gone, and so he ran over and...
Now that's a story.
It was, yeah. And so, and here's the worst part is, this coming month, this July, it would have been their 59th wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And everyone who knew this couple just had the most wonderful things to say, that it was always a joke that they had said that they would die together at the same time. It was something they had said forever because they loved each other so much, one couldn't bear to be without the other. And then, like that story of the Titanic, you know, the couple that went down with the ship together, it's the same, you know, same story. So it's lots of these stories are going to come out now, and it's just really heartbreaking. But, yeah, so the son said it was just, this is just a nightmare he can't wake up from because he left, you know, he had dinner with them and thought everything was totally normal, and then that was it.
Well, kind of was for the purposes of what he was thinking. Yeah, it is. That's a story that it does bring out the strings here, I think, Victoria. So, The state fire marshal also suggesting that he wants mental health assistance for the responders. Is that because of what they're finding and we're not talking about?
I think that's part of it. I mean, think about 9/11, and that's what this looks like, obviously on a much smaller scale. But, I mean, so much of this search effort is not only recovering whole bodies, but you also have... You know, all sorts of horrible things that they're seeing. So,
and back at 9/11, there wasn't really that much of a focus or an emphasis on mental health for first responders. And we've, you know, seen with that crew from 9/11.
There wasn't much of a focus on their health either, their regular
physical health. Yeah, the physical health stuff is what, you know, made all the headlines. But the PTSD that so many of them suffered was really... it was extra tragic, and so I think people are just more aware of that now. Mm-hmm. And there are crews that have come in from other countries to help, Israel, Mexico. There are, I think 17 different countries are represented in the...
Isn't that nice? We always send our experts to go to other countries. It's nice that people are sending help to us.
Well, yes. And also, this building was very diverse. So
that's what I was about to say. I think 17 different countries are represented in the building itself.
I think from, like, residents. As far away as Paraguay and Venezuela, Israel. So, you know, I mean, it kind of makes sense. There's an attachment, I'm sure.
All right, one of the things that happened or that we talked about while you were gone, Jen. Jennifer Horn is here, by the way. Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen. Jay is here in a psychic, spiritual sense. On the program, but not her voice will not be heard because she's in a place where she can't be heard. But she's not wearing that new device that keeps her
It sounds like she's, I don't know, she's just away with her family today. Like, it sounds very mysterious.
Yeah.
She's driving in the car to visit family for the long weekend.
Okay, thank you, Victoria, for that clarification. Yes.
Okay, you're making it sound like she's some sort of, I don't
know, Mars. Maybe.
Yeah, like she's in a spiritual realm. She's not really here.
It is, she is in a, if you understand the ultimate concepts of the quantum physics theory, and then she is. Neither are you. We're all spiritual forms.
Are any of us really?
First of all, I have a friend who studied quantum mechanics, and they get very upset if you call it quantum physics, because it's not. It's quantum mechanics. So I'm glad you're a student of that as well.
Me too. Okay, so yesterday, this week,
Quantum Leap.
We've been talking about that fan who caused the Tour de France crash, and that apparently hadn't been. Do you know that story, Jen Jen?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They
so apparently,
her, right? Yeah.
Well, apparently they did. Yeah, she was supposed to have fled the country or something, but
I
found
her. I'd like flee the planet if I caused a pile of
mortified.
I'm like, I gotta go. God. You'll never see me again.
Yeah. How old is she? Do we know anything about her?
Well, the question is, well, maybe that's part of the question. But what?
Because I was
kind of
like, okay, stupid Gen Z, trying to get a selfie. That's what I thought initially.
Yeah, okay, so then, but what do you do to somebody? What kind of law?
Well, there are criminal charges.
Onto a flight.
Yeah, people got hurt,
to get,
so,
yeah.
You know.
She thought she was untraceable, but they chased her down.
She
LA,
thought she was untraceable on a flight where they check your ID and passport.
Right.
She was holding out a sign that read,
but
basically,
she was wearing camo
go
pants,
grandpa.
So she really thought no one would see
her. Should I just stop talking? I probably should just stop talking. Go ahead. Help yourself.
It's a camo joke.
I didn't get it because I was trying to answer the question that Victoria asked about, do we know much about this woman?
Do we?
And I haven't seen any ID that is who she is, but these sort of things are very frustrating. In that it almost seemed like it was an innocent, stupid thing for her to do. It wasn't like she was planning to disrupt the whole race. She was just stupid, egotistical, whatever it is. And this is becoming, everywhere. This is an epidemic of, I want to be involved in this story. I want to be important. I want to be seen. And I think that's kind of what all of this stuff is. In a manner, at least this looks like it. She jumps out on the pavement right in front of people. How selfish can you get? Right, even though she's trying to.
2 years in prison for it.
How much?
2 years in prison and a fine of $35,000.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway.
All to hold up a sign. And do we even get it? I mean, her sign said, go Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa, yeah, right. Yeah. But under the circumstances, put yourself in that circumstance, I guess, as much as anything else. How many people have done stupid things like that in their lives? And
well, it's like everyone who goes to the Today Show or Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Standing outside with their signs trying to get on camera.
I guess because, she's French. It was probably something to do with that. I don't know what that means, but. Yeah, 30 years old, French woman.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, sort of young.
Yeah. Sort of stupid. The General Motors folks are saying they're going to drop radios from some of their vehicles because they can't get chips. What do we, those of us in radio, think about that? Is that just
why would you buy a car with no radio?
Well,
this is different than the Liftgate, right?
A Silverado, or you want one of their Suburbans or things like that. They want to keep producing them because there's such a demand for them, but they don't have any chips, so they're just going to leave their radio out. This has happened. There were three or four companies like Audi decided not to put the chips in that automatically open the trunk, things like that.
Right.
And why would you not buy a car because you couldn't push a button to open up the back of the trunk? I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. But I would care if there was
in
a
my
radio,
SUV,
right?
It's pretty convenient. I use it a lot.
Yeah, I would care.
But you would care. Really?
Yeah, I'd want the trunk and the radio. I'd feel like I was getting less than
then you'd
everyone
be waiting.
Else paying for the car.
Then you'd be waiting. You can thank our friends, the Chinese, for this. They're taking $50 off of the suggested retail price.
Wait, 50 bucks? That's it?
Yeah.
You can't go and buy a new car radio for $50.
Mm-mm.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad I had the brilliant idea of buying our new car last October.
Yeah, I'm glad you had that idea,
too. That was really smart, Victoria.
Good job. Smart of you to do
I did my research. I knew what I was doing.
Smart.
So.
Yeah, good for
No help whatsoever.
None. Zero. The British Columbia heat wave and the Northwest America heat wave, hundreds of people have died since last Friday. It hasn't gotten as far south as you are. It's just hot and dry and has been for a while in L.A. County, right, Jen? This is, you know, there's 121 degrees yesterday.
That's
in
just
one
nuts.
Of those little towns in British Columbia. Wow. That's beyond the realm almost of belief because that area is usually pretty wet and quite temperate in terms of temperature. It never gets out. I don't.
What are
I've
their
been
records?
There.
Has this happened before?
Oh, record no, is 117. Like record is 117 degrees.
No. That's Nevada. That's not
right,
British
yeah,
Columbia's. Yeah. British Columbia's record. I have no idea what it is, but I don't think it's. It's probably 20 degrees lower than that, right?
At least. Yeah. Okay, at least. Yeah. Imagine. So even I mean, I've been out on a tractor the last two or three days, sweating, baling hay, and it was really here. It was 94. It wasn't even that humid. It just felt like it was really hot.
Yeah.
And then you add 20 degrees to that. Or in the case of British Columbia, 25 degrees to that. And think about what it is. You couldn't go outside. You wouldn't go outside unless you absolutely. It's like being in 30 below in the wintertime. Who'd go outside in that? Same thing, only the opposite extreme. Food for thought, 47 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour here on the DJV program, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan going through a couple of important stories, including another huge breach. Here we go again. If you are in LinkedIn, you better listen to this carefully.
Yeah, here we go again. Is right. So it's a second massive LinkedIn breach, reportedly exposed the data of 700 million users. That's more than 92% of all of LinkedIn's 756 million users. The database is currently for sale on the dark web if you'd like to buy it, with records including phone numbers, physical addresses, and other stuff. It's just, it's frustrating if you're on LinkedIn, which clearly a lot of people are. The hacker who obtained the data has posted a sample of 1 million records, and the checks confirm that the data is genuine and up to date. Restore Privacy is an advocacy group. They reported that the hacker appears to have misused the official LinkedIn API to download the data. Essentially, he went in and scraped the data. It's the same method that was used in a similar breach back in April. On June 22nd, one of the users of a popular hacker site found that this was being advertised, that data from 700 million LinkedIn users was for sale. And the user of the forum posted a sample of all this stuff. So this has email addresses, full names, phone numbers, physical addresses, geolocation records, LinkedIn username and profile URLs, personal and professional experience and background. In some cases, your salary was even, you know, your current salary was exposed, gender, right. Social media accounts. Yeah, this is a lot of information. Here's the thing. This is what you can do, because everybody wants to know, all right, well, what do you do about it? Well, passwords weren't included. So You can go on to LinkedIn, change your password. It's a good thing to do anyway. So go in and do that. The other thing is, and this is what I've been telling everybody for a long time since these breaches come in, if you know that you're not going to be applying for a credit card or a car loan or a home mortgage, go in to your credit reports, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, and have them frozen. And what that does, it prevents, if someone buys your data from this sale, right, on the dark web, they're going to take all of Doug Steffen's info, and it's very easy to then figure out how to open accounts in Doug Steffen's name. And so if you freeze your credit reports when those people try to open those accounts, and then the computer will run your credit score, nothing will happen because you're frozen. It won't even be denied or accepted. It's just nothing's going to happen. So that's the best and safest thing you can do. And that's kind of the world we're living in right now, because everybody has their data on multiple websites. Too many people use the same password for each account on each different site. And so the best thing you can do is just freeze your credit report so that you're not going to become a victim of identity theft. That's really the safest way to go about it.
Well, fortunately, I haven't been active on LinkedIn since I signed on, so probably not you're going to find out about me, but yeah.
You signed on, so all your stuff is still there.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I didn't tell him the truth. I'm not sure. Like a dating app. Okay. T-Mobile's 5G network reaching 300 million people, nearly everybody in the U.S., in fact. So they're celebrating the early milestone by unveiling a line of 5G-inspired beverages. Here's an interesting overview of that from Jasmine Ginyard.
Celebrity mixologist Tom Sandoval shares how T-Mobile is celebrating its 5G leadership.
With Sprint now part of T-Mobile, the Un-carrier is widening its lead, bringing fast 5G speeds to more places than anyone else. Only T-Mobile customers get the nation's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network.
The Un-carrier's 5G covers 1.6 million square miles. That's nearly two times more coverage than AT&T and four times more than Verizon.
To celebrate, T-Mobile joined forces with Heritage Distilling Company to create ultra-capacity 5G. Crafted with distinctive botanicals. The Un-carrier also partnered with Jones Soda Company to create non-alcoholic extended-range 5 ginger beer. Delicious on its own or as the foundation of your favorite cocktail or mocktail, your next virtual or in-person happy hour.
Visit t-mobile5gin.com to get in on the celebration.
All right, let's see what's next here. Victoria, Amazon looking for something new.
They're looking for something that's new and more convenient for them. They want the Federal Trade Commission chair, Lina Khan, who's brand new to the position, they want her recused from any antitrust investigation that targets Amazon. Their argument is that her past statements about Amazon create the appearance that she has prejudged the company, you think? That's why she was put in this position. Amazon's being so whiny about this. Their purchase of MGM is going to be reviewed by the FTC, and so Lina Khan, who is very well known for writing a law review article about the antitrust issues posed by Amazon, and so the reason that she's been put in this position by President Biden is because she has a tough stance on big tech, so Amazon doesn't like it.
Well, that's kind of when.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.